Earlier tonight, the PAC-LM girls were victorious over Alt Aurelia, 85-37, and up here to talk about it is Pokey coach Robert Mask. Robert, typical performance by your girls as they get out and run, break this one open after a while in the first half, ignited by 2 17-0 runs in the first half, and you put this one away.
Yeah, the girls came out with a lot of intensity, did a great job of putting pressure on the ball and getting turnovers and creating for each other in the first half. You know, coming up, had four girls almost in double digits. Just did a great job of running the floor, attacking, and putting a lot of pressure. You know, above all, our focus is to create good tempo, and I thought our team did that tonight.
Ellie leads the way with 26, as she had six of your 12 threes on the night. And how about the play of Peyton Jarlid, as she had 14 of her 15 points in the first half, led you in first half scoring. We talked about her a bit in our visit before the Newell Fonda game. Is already a very nice addition to the squad this year.
You know, I really feel the girls are in a position where we have 5-6 different girls on any given night that could come out and score 10-plus points for us. And it puts a lot of pressure on defenses. Obviously, people scout Ellie real well. But, you know, when people start doubling Ellie and Faith, you know, Peyton, Grace, Janie, Autumn, Ashlyn come out, and they all have the ability to hit 8 or more or 10 or more points in a night,
yeah.
And it puts a lot of pressure on defenses.
Well, you said teams prepare and scout Ellie, but often that doesn't matter anyway, and that proved to be the case on Tuesday as we were there, as you took on Newell Fonda, and what a swing of momentum changes in that game as you came out of the gates fast, but Newell Fonda went on a big run to go up by 5 late in the second quarter, but your girls really got it together there at the end of the first half, and he kept the pressure on in the second half to pull that game out. And how about Ellie with 41 points that night, her sixth career 40-plus point game. I mean, really, we're running out of things to describe about her and her play.
Ellie came out, and, you know, Newell tried to take away corners, and when Ellie can break containment up top and get to the rim, that's what happens. And she had her stroke going. I think she had 6 threes in that game. Same tonight. She had 6 threes tonight. You know, the thing about Newell, it's Newell's a great ball club, and in the last 2 years, we've split with Newell each time. And, you know, our focus now is to go in, and next time we play them after Christmas is a conference game. We're going to try and sweep them this year. The battle between us and Newell has been great over the last couple of years.
You said after Christmas. Next up, Tuesday, you go to East Sac County, and then Friday hosting Sioux Central. And, geez, the first half of the season kind of flies right on by. That's it until Christmas break.
It definitely flew. So far, we've 6 games in already. But, you know, from the fall when we stopped, when August hit to now, I thought just been sped through. You know, it doesn't seem like very long ago. My freshman class is now juniors already. With that same token comes maturity and confidence and level-headedness on the floor. And, you know, we got a great bunch of juniors, and we got 2 great seniors that do a great job of keeping us focused, keeping us dedicated to each other, and playing hard.
Talk about the determination of this team in the offseason, falling just short of the ultimate goal last year. What a spectacular season it was, but came up just short in that championship game. I know especially that lit a fire under Ellie to get back there and take it all the way this year, and I'm sure that's got to be the case for the others as well.
Yeah, the thing that goes unnoticed is the amount of time the kids put in to get to that point. And, you know, there's tremendous pride in being 3A runners-up.
Yeah.
But at the same token, there is a desire and a burn inside that they want to be champions. And to do that, you don't take a lot of time off. You know, we got multi-sport athletes, and we promote and we support every sport they're in. We got kids in 4 and 5 sports. And the dedication to each of those sports and to basketball is just remarkable. It says a lot about the class of the and character of these ladies, and tremendous opportunity to be a part of this.
Robert, of course, it was Nevada who you fell to in last year's championship game. And looking down the road on your schedule, Indian fans will want to circle the 16th of January. As I was talking with Doug Ruffridge earlier, you were going to be facing them at the All-Iowa Tax Center deal, but I guess they couldn't find two other teams, so that's not going on. But your game with Nevada is going on, as they'll be coming to your place on that Saturday night, January 16th, and I'm sure there's going to be standing room only for that game, and the communities are going to be jazzed and pumped up and should get a great turnout for that one. That's going to be quite an atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, I think a few people question why would either of us want to do that, but honestly, we want to play great basketball, and we think that both programs, you know, I look at our side of it, and I think that we can benefit from playing somebody like that again. And hopefully have the chance to play them again down at state or wherever that time may fall. But for us, it's all about getting better. And games like that are what help us get better. And anytime we can face a powerhouse like Nevada is or anybody else, you know, we have several great games over the course of the season. It's a great opportunity to get the crowd really going. It's a great opportunity to really fire on all cylinders and really show what we can do. But, you know, above all, both teams, we want to come out and we want to play great quality opponents, and that's a great non-conference pickup. We play some great games in the conference, and it's a great opportunity to play one outside the conference.
Nevada and yourselves are ranked 1-2 in Class 3A, and I got a feeling that is going to still be the case when you collide on January 16th in Pokey, as after tonight, Pac-LM girls improved to 6-0 with their win over Alta Aurelia. Robert Mast, thanks a lot for the comments. We'll be seeing you down the road.
Thank you.